The son asks his dad for this inheritance while he's still alive. He is saying, you know, you might as well be dead to me. I'm going to take your inheritance. I'm going to go off. And I'm going to do whatever I want to do. So he's told his dad, you know, you're dead to me. He squandered all his money. He was living in the Gentile land. He was tending to swine, which is unclean. And when he comes back, the father is ready. He slaughters the fatted calf. He has the robe. He has a ring. All for him. Somebody you would never expect to have, you know, this kind when he comes back. And the same way is for all of us. At some point in our life, you know, we've probably turned our back on God. We've walked away from him. You know, even in those little things that we do each and every day, those small sins, you know, we slowly turn our back to God. We turn away. We harm the one who loves us most. And then we come to confession. And how beautiful it is that God, you know, with his mercy and his love, he accepts us back. We're a child of God. You know, we're not just any other person. You know, through our baptism, we enter into that new life that only leads to heaven, that new creation, because we're now called children of God. Something that is such a great gift. You know, we could never give God the thanks enough. And when we go to confession and he welcomes us back, you know, just as he welcomed the father, welcomed back the son that squandered everything, took his inheritance, you know, he starts